We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien. Jeff, well, you know what? I keep putting this, you're extraordinary, and you're an extraordinary attorney. So we'll just leave it at that for now, because we got plenty to talk about. Starting, you know what? I've seen a few things. You sent me one of them. Right in my backyard, about 3 miles from me, is Norm's Wayside. And great pizza. Best, I will say this. I grew up in New Jersey, and I've been to New York, and I've been to Chicago. I would take his Detroit-style deep dish pizza over any other deep dish. And his flat or regular pizza is right up there near the top. I mean, I've always been a big fan of Cassetta's. Chanticleer's got a pretty good one. But for traditional pizza, I would put Norm's right up there in a tie for Cassetta's. Great pizza. But he put out a sign because he's not happy with the governor. Governor Walz is a D-wad. He did not put the dashes in. He spelled the word out. I think you could figure out what word it is. But he's upset. And a woman in, I'd never heard of Lind, Minnesota, Jeff, but she has said she is going to violate the governor's mandate because she believes she has a right to open her business and actually have an open mic night and to serve food. And already Ellison's threatening to, you know, to send her to jail and fine her big. But you represent a group of people who are involved in a lawsuit representing bar owners and restaurants. That is this, how close is this to being filed?
Within the next week, you know, we've made it, we're at the point where Lifetime Fitness was a few days ago. We've filed a Minnesota Data Practices Act request with the Department of Health. We're awaiting a response, and asking some questions as to the scientific basis and the data for the past two executive orders that contain some pretty harsh restrictions for bars and restaurants. The first being the 10 o'clock curfew, and then 2 days later it came out with this closure. And so far we found some interesting stuff, Bob. So, you know, for months, the Department of Health has used confirmed cases as their daily report, right? How many daily cases?
Yeah.
Confirmed cases. Well, all of a sudden they switched to this term outbreaks. And as I understand it, and I've asked for some more information from them to confirm more about this metric, but what an outbreak is if seven people from seven separate households can, you know, you through contact tracing can be tied back to a single event or location, that's an outbreak. I don't know what the scientific basis for deciding that outbreaks have a higher potential, but so they've manufactured this metric called outbreaks when bars and restaurants only account for about 2% of the total cases.
See, that's what's most outrageous about this, and it's you. We talked off the air, and he's trying to shut down the bars and restaurants, thinking or claiming that that's where it's coming from. But the bars and restaurants across the river in Wisconsin reported huge business over the weekend, and I think they even said most of their business was Minnesotans driving over. So what does this really do? Yeah, maybe if you're on the western part of the state, but then you go to the Dakotas. Southern part, you've got a casino 5 minutes from the Minnesota border if you go down 35W into Iowa.
Right. And with the Dakotas are two of the highest states in terms of cases right now. So it would seem to be counterproductive to drive Minnesota citizens into North Dakota and South Dakota to eat and drink at a restaurant or a bar, and then have them come back here. It just seems to be all he's doing is hurting our businesses. And the other interesting thing too, Bob, you know, going back at the data, this is another thing that's come up in our research in preparation for our action. We had a client that tested positive, and they went through the contact tracing questions with the Department of Health, and they only asked three questions, and the three questions were within 14 days before the onset of your symptoms, did you go to a restaurant or bar, attend a community event like church, a wedding, a concert, or large gathering, or were you directly exposed to someone with COVID? They aren't asking about, you know, that when he stands up there and says, well, we have no evidence that this is spreading in other retail establishments. Well, when you don't ask the question, it's pretty hard to have evidence that it's spreading in other retail establishments. So it just seems like they're manufacturing data to get to their conclusion, which is they want to shut down bars and restaurants And then, you know, he got nailed. I think it was Tom Hauser that asked him on Friday at the press conference about the evidence of about the gyms, and he flat out said they didn't have any. It was simply that, well, people breathe heavier at the gyms.
Oh my God.
I'm like, well, maybe you're so out of shape that you breathe heavy at a gym, but not everybody does.
Well, there's such outrage.
Just seems like he's just put. So we were at IKEA over the weekend, and there was an hour long wait in the checkout line. If you've ever been to IKEA, anybody that's listening, been to IKEA, it was the line was winding through the aisles with all the products and boxes in the self serve area, and there was no social distancing. Everybody was wearing masks, but that's it. And it's interesting that on Friday, the IKEA Foundation gave the state $1.2 million for mental health issues. So I guess if you pay enough, you can stay open.
Well, how is IKEA an essential business? So you can get furniture? Or is it because they have a little restaurant in there? Restaurants
closed. Because he says they have no data that it's spreading in IKEA. So
I guess,
like I said, paying $1.2 million out of your foundation to make them look the other way works.
Well, I mean, certainly I understand completely the food stores. Target's got food. I certainly sells food in it, too, or a lot of them do. I understand that. And also, like, you know, the Home Depots, the Menards, they have things that you need, you know, for everyday life. So I could understand. And they're big dog food, cat food. And they also have food in them as well. I don't think Home Depot does. But my point is, I understand them being essential, but I don't understand how a furniture store only can be an essential.
When the Minnesota State Constitution requires him to balance the budget in 2021, I would say that all businesses are pretty essential because he's going to need a lot of tax revenue to make up for the budget deficit that he's created.
That's a great point. This is, it is amazing when you look at what he has done yet again. But if you go around the country from the East Coast to the West Coast and here, isn't there a template that many of the Democratic governors are following? And are Republican governors following the same template?
No, he doesn't tend to think for himself. He tends to look at what, Michigan's doing, what, you know, New York, California. He looks at what the other Democrat governors are doing. But the problem is, you know, from the beginning, you know, this one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work. He's got areas of this state where there's urban and rural, and there's no differentiation amongst his policies, and certainly is a difference between, you know, a bar in Minneapolis, which is, you know, maybe smaller quarters, you know, maybe more dense population inside of it, versus, you know, Norms, for example, which is out, you know, in Wright County. Real estate taxes are less. You have a large, you know, the rents are cheaper as a result. There's a larger footprint where you can do social distancing and do it safely, and, you know, if you do things differently. And that's been his big problem. You know, he ran on one Minnesota, but he's applying this one size fits all. We're not one Minnesota in some things. We're different in terms of how business operates. And I think it's been a mistake on his part to treat a business in Buffalo or Detroit Lakes or Bemidji like a business in Minneapolis. It isn't the same. You can't do that.
Well, now, where would you file this lawsuit? It would be in state court, right?
State court, and any lawsuit filed against the governor has to be filed in Ramsey County. That's who has jurisdiction. Others have tried to file lawsuits in other counties, and courts have pushed them over to Ramsey County, saying we can't set up a scenario where the governor gets sued in all 87 counties. So you got to sue the governor in Ramsey County.
Are the judges in Ramsey County friendly toward people filing lawsuits against the governor, or not friendly at all? Do you anticipate this being appealed? And but then you wind up at the state Supreme Court if you keep appealing, and that's very governor friendly, is it not?
My hope is that, like last time, that the administration doesn't want to see this being thrown into court and rethinks this policy and recognizes the error of their ways and moves things back to where they were. This isn't going to help. And the thing, if you look at numbers on cases, You know, this current spike we're under started about mid-October. The big question I have for the governor is, if you could see this coming, why didn't you start mitigation efforts in mid-October? Why did you? And the answer we know is because there was an election to win, and it would have probably cost his party the state house and could have screwed things up for Joe Biden in Minnesota if he would have imposed these lockdowns before the election.
He's at blame for this. And the other thing, now I'm fully on board with the whole mask thing, but people have been wearing, 99% of the people I see wear masks. So is it the other 1% that's doing all the damage? No. So do masks. I believe that masks can work. But you can't have, Aunt Tilly sewing masks for you. You got to get a mask that's actually going to work. You know what I mean? A piece of cloth is not enough.
Bob, this goes so far beyond masks.
It's
his overall mismanagement of this crisis. You know, why didn't, he closed two hospitals this past summer. And now we're shutting down businesses because we don't have enough ICU space. Well, why did he close down two hospitals?
Get them open again.
He's had the chance to expand ICU capacity. You could make the argument, he always wants to go out there and tell all the citizens to take this seriously. He kind of took his eye off the ball this summer. And with the protests and cutting hospital beds, he's created this crisis. It's been we're here because of mismanagement by the governor.
You get no argument for me. Jeff, we got to wrap it up. Jeff O'Brien and Chestnut Cambrone is going to be behind. Jeff and Chestnut Cambrone behind this lawsuit. Jeff, give a number or a way to reach out if there's restaurants or people that want to get in touch with you about this.
You can call me at 612-336-1298. We're putting the coalition together right now.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much. We'll take a quick break. The BS show will be right back.